To Warn Radio. Warn Radio with your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower.
Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. I am Tower and we are glad you joined us. All correspondence and inquiries of the WIBR Warn Radio Network can be sent to us through our contact page on warn-usa.com. Be sure to follow the WIBR Warn Radio on Twitter by using hashtag WatchmanIS216 and hashtag Warn Radio. On LinkedIn, you can find us by using hashtag Watchman. And join us on USA.life and MeWe with hashtag Warn Radio. And the WIBR Warn Radio is on also on Parler and Clout Club. Those are two new social sites we've joined, so be sure to find us over there. And you can listen to our shows via the following carriers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, and Podchaser. You can also listen to the shows by going to warn-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com. Be sure to take time to read the pertinent articles by The Watchman. They're inspired and anointed. They apply to this day and age we are living in. This week we feature Perceived Truth, Loving Praise of Men. At times, the real truth can be brutal. In today's article, we find those who love the praise of men. Excuse me. America's Lawlessness, the Mystery of Iniquity. America Lawlessness, the latest round of mayhem, murder, and national news, reveals we are in the middle of the mystery of iniquity. Rebellion or mercy, the path well worn. There is a path well worn, and it has been traveled since the first beginnings of the men of man on earth. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing good. We're here again. Boy, you know, if you look at all the stuff we've been doing all the years, it's hard to believe. Here we are, and we are in summer. We've actually almost gone through 4 years of Trump. And, you know, it's not Trump that's been the problem. It's the liberal Democrats now in these liberal cities.
Right.
And so up front, we've got an article that Natural News did, and it's on California apartment building lockdown. Now, if I was in this building, I wouldn't like this thing at all.
No, I wouldn't either. When you first told me about the article, I thought, that's what China did.
Well, that's exactly what China would do, because we know very well that's what they were doing. When I was researching, and looking at articles, and getting it straight from the source in China, in Wuhan, they were locking the people in their homes.
Yeah.
And they had a guy assigned to come around, bring them their food or whatever. You know, this is garbage.
Yes, it is.
And if these knuckle-headed liberals think that we're going to sit around while they bring in some form of socialism, they're full of doo-doo. But at any rate, California apartment building lockdown. The residents of an apartment building in Ventura, this is in California, found themselves prisoners in their own homes. They were locked down. Now, the building caters to seniors and disabled residents. So that even makes it worse. If you're disabled, you're not going to be climbing out a window.
Right.
And the government, the building is, housing is government subsidized. Of course, everything in California is practically socialism. And a letter was released, and it warns that all residents of the building are ordered to appear at the Palms Community Room to participate in mandatory testing for COVID-19 on July 17th. This was last Friday. It warned that all residents of the building are ordered to appear. Mandatory testing. Now, I don't like that.
I don't either.
Okay. I don't care who you are. That don't work with me.
That's taking away their rights.
This is baloney. Well, see, they're taking advantage. See, you got a couple of things here. You got seniors, and you've got people that are disabled, and they're on government pensions, or they're on social programs of some kind. And whenever, get this straight, people, whenever the government supplies stuff to you, it doesn't come free. Now, see, we talk about Social Security. Well, we've earned that because we worked. You see, there is a difference.
And now, we paid into that.
Yeah, we paid into it. Now, you see, the idiot Democrats, and there's a lot of them that want to take away Social Security. And, you know, the bottom line of it is that when you're talking socialism, there's not one socialist state anywhere in the world that doesn't oppress its citizens. And there's not one of them that have really been successful. China only got successful and rich because of America buying stuff and companies being greedy. Now, let's get back to the story here. And so 78 residents were in this building. And they were to subject themselves to these tests against their will. And they were held prisoner. And no one's going to be able to enter the building except for essential workers. And security personnel will be posted on all entrances 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And all the card keys the residents have are deactivated. So what you have is a China-style medical prisoner crackdown.
Yes, sir.
Now, see, they were supposed to stay there after they've gotten the tests and to wait until the tests come back. You know? And four of the residents out of 78 tested positive for it. Now, these four are being ordered to self-quarantine for 14 days and are monitored by the public health department. Now, you see, I don't care. You know, I mean, what their motivation is. Like, we're going to save you because you're an old senior and you don't have enough sense. So we're going to lock you up like a kid that's spoiled. And we're going to keep you confined to your room because, frankly, you're not smart enough to take care of yourself. Now, see, this is the scenario that I hate. You know, these people can cram it. You know, my family's from California. And when Dad came over here in the 50s, 40s, it was in the 40s, he said people in California were crazy back then. He said they were nuts when he left. And so that's a key there. If they were nuts when Dad left, what are they today, Tower?
Lots worse.
I mean, I know Tower. And guess what? She doesn't work in this this scenario. I don't care if you are old. If you got a cane, beat him over the head with it.
Well, one guy was so frustrated that he called the police and told them he had been kidnapped and was being held against his will.
Well, he was.
Yeah, he was. He's right.
Well, thank you to Natural News for that. It's really a long article. We're not going to go.
Well, I want to cover this part.
Go ahead.
People who test positive, even if the results are false, may also be subjected to hundreds of thousands of dollars in medical costs, even when they never had COVID-19 in the first place. And if they are unlucky enough to be placed on a ventilator, they may even be killed by doctors and hospitals who collect extra funds for each COVID-19 death they experience. This sort of draconian lockdown is now happening in the United States of America is a stark warning for all Americans. None of us are safe while the COVID-19 tyrants are in power.
Now, see, this is from Mike Adams, and he's a good guy. But there's some of this stuff that can we verify that people are really going to be killed? Now,
yeah,
you know, that's the big thing. But see, California has some of the largest taxes. So it wouldn't surprise me that if they have that. Now, see, if you're a senior and, you know, you have Medicaid or Medicare, whichever one it is. I've got it, but I never use it. You know, there's some things that don't cover Tower.
That's true.
And that's what this is talking about, because COVID and law of the extra. But see, this is also where Trump passed a bill, and they were dealing with this issue that some of our population would not be able to pay their medical expenses with COVID, and they had passed along provided funds for it. Well, when the funds got to California, Gavin Newsom gave a bunch of money to China, trying to bite masks, or so they say. Well, there's also a little story rolling around from Natural News. This is on one of their other sites, that in fact that money was used to purchase some rather odd items, of which it doesn't bode well for America if that was the truth. But you know, you can go over to his websites and find all that information out. But you know, there's no doubt about it. We've talked about this before, and that is, if they're willing to kill babies, they're willing to kill seniors.
Exactly. They consider them no longer useful to society, and they euthanize them. That's
like you do dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at any rate, folks, you better wake up, and you better stand up and be counted. And God help you if you're some of these, you know, if you're up in Seattle, and if you're in Chicago, and if you're in Portland, and you're in California. There's a lot of these areas run by liberal socialists, and I mean they're socialists to the core. Some of them are even communists. We've got two communist socialists in Ilhan Omar and AOC, both of them. And even though Ilhan is more of a Marxist, actually a Muslim. Remember, Muslims were tied to Nazi Germany. They had a Muslim army that fought alongside Hitler's men. And so they know how to create that kind of a society. And so Ilhan Omar and AOC both are socialists to the core, even more so than Bernie Sanders is. And so at any rate.
Quite disturbing.
It is. And so this is why America is so divided. There's those of us that are not interested in going the other way. And there's a lot of us. And there's no way we're going to go there, no matter what you do. You know, I'm not doing that, and I'm not going to be forced to do that, and neither are a lot of other people. And Trump today did go ahead and got the whole program together, Operation Legend. It's named after a kid that was killed during these riots, and he had his I think he had his mother there. But at any rate, there's going to be a whole bunch of federals that's going to be in the big cities, and the ones that people like what's her name, Lori Lightfoot. What is
yeah.
her? That
I think she's the mayor of Chicago, isn't she?
Yeah, she is, and she is so nasty looking, and
she's mean.
She's nasty.
And mean.
Yeah, well, nasty is mean.
Yeah.
You know, when I say nasty, that's worse than mean. She is. She's just nasty, nasty. She's one of those kind of people that, you know, and I don't think she's like that with her grandkids, but as an official, probably the pressure and everything, she gets that way. But why in God's earth do you hate Trump so much? You know, what, did you try to date him and he refused you or something? I mean, you know, come on. This is stupid. You know, only ex-girlfriends act like that. She's possessed. God help us.
Yeah, I don't understand the hatred that they have towards the president.
I mean, he wants to help them. What part of keeping your citizens from dying don't you understand? At any rate, we also want to talk about Iran. And let me look. There was one I was wanting to do. I don't know where that one is. I must not have got that one. But we're talking about Iran up front. And, of course, they've been cracking down. But the thing that's been happening recently, did you tell me about this? I did find the article, and I thought I put it in here, but I didn't. So, at any rate, during this COVID, I seen on one of the social medias that, of course, Ayatollah Jr., whoever that is, that must be the dude up there now. I don't pay any attention to him. But he swears he's going to get even with America for the death of that Soleimani, the general.
Oh, yeah?
That terrorist dude. Meanwhile, they're all upset because, you know, and a number of organizations that work in Iran and other places, they like Barnabas and Persecution.com and many others who work in foreign countries. They support native ministries and pastors. And they were saying how many Christians... the Christian community is growing over there because Muslims are questioning, you know, their state even more now that Iran has so many COVID cases. They're one of the top, I believe, top countries in the world for COVID cases. They got tons of them.
You don't hear that in the fake news, though.
No, they ain't going to say that. You know, they stood up for Iran. Remember that when Trump was saying some stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they will take anybody's side, including the devil, you know. And they'll go over and join the devil just to spite Trump. I mean, this is the kind of hatred these people have.
It's evil.
Yeah. And it's not good.
No.
It's not good for them spiritually, and it's not good for them physically. I mean, there's two of these people that were virulently hateful of Trump, and they've died. So I would say someone needs to take a clue here and
exactly
and kind of control themselves. But, you know, Iran does this a lot. And this is what happens when you work in this kind of an atmosphere like Iran, because although it's Islamic, it is also Islamic Sharia is based on Marxist and religion together, Marxism and religion together. And so, and of course they got that, you know, when Hitler came along, his society kind of blended in with them because he was killing Jews and they wanted to kill Jews. So it worked out.
Yeah.
So 12 Christians of late. Now, Article 18 are the ones that carried this. And Article 18 is a ministry that, or an outreach, I guess you could say, that follows persecuted people groups around the world, and in especially in areas in Europe and the old Russian Russian Federation, where these states that you hardly ever hear anything on, they cover it. But they were covering this from Iran, talking about how many Christians have been arrested by intelligence agents belonging to the Iran's Revolutionary Guards. Now, see, the Ayatollah called these people out a number of years ago because too many Christians were being, too many Muslims were becoming Christians. So he told the Iranian Revolutionary Guard that they needed to do something, so they used their secret police. And so they hid it in several of the cities, and dozens more Christians were ordered to provide all their contact details. And when you're in a place like Iran, there's no freedom. There's no secret. You know, they've got all your information. They can take your job. They can do anything they want. It's a fist of Islam first. And whatever you may think doesn't matter. And so they used 10 intelligence agents, 8 men and 2 women, who raided the home of a recent Christian convert. Now, so this is a Muslim who had become a Christian, and he was having a meeting, and there was about 30 gathered there. Now, see, the neighbors in the area get paid. Anybody that reports this kind of thing gets paid by the secret police if it's true. So there are Iranians that make money for turning in things like this. This is the way it works.
That's sad.
It's the way it works in China, too. And we've talked about that many years ago. You know, when you get to the new society with the beast, everything is, there's nothing secret. You know, it just not. And so they go into a Christian meeting heavily armed and wearing masks. I mean, give me a break. These are Christians. They're singing to God and they're praising. What do you think they got? AK-47s? But this is the way it works in Iran.
Intimidation is what it is.
It is? Well, see, especially one of the main attacks is on Muslims becoming Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're a Muslim and you become a Christian, then they get you for apostasy from the faith, and that's punishable by death if you become a Christian. So, it's in Islam. I don't know how many states actually enforce that. And then they took 6 of the Christians and went to their homes and searched it. And of course, if you've got Christian literature, Bibles, any other kind of communication devices, they're going to take them and get you for a conspiracy or something.
Yeah, against the government.
Yeah. And of course, according to the article, it's believed the raids were coordinated with the help of an informant. That's always the case.
Mm-hmm.
Because informants get paid money, and the informants are anybody. Now, see, the bond was $1,500 each.
Wow, that's a lot of money for them.
Two of them, the bail was set at $2,500. Now, I don't know what their cost of living is there, but that's probably a lot for these people.
Oh, yeah.
So, at any rate, Iran. Remember Iran. And there are now, because of COVID, there's a lot more Christians coming to the Lord over there. And, of course, that's got to upset the Ayatollah quite a bit.
Yeah. The Muslims.
Yeah.
Are coming to the Lord.
Yeah. Well, the Christians are already there.
Yeah.
And there's two groups. There's Christians and there's Iranians that don't know the Lord. That's the only two groups that are there.
Yeah, and they can't consider them. There's the Muslims and there's the infidels.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are a lot of infidels, and many of them are Muslim.
I agree. I was thinking that too.
I mean, that's the way it is. You know, this is the battle for the end of days. Now, you see, civilized society is too civilized to understand that there is a gospel and it's going to go forth. And there is a truth. There's a heaven and a hell. There's a true God. There's a false God. There's only one Redeemer, and that's who we serve, and that's the truth. And in America, there's a lot of people that ignore that. In America, we've got a lot of people that are not pursuing. We've got devils in pulpits. We've got witches in our churches. We got a lot of things going on in those churches, and it goes way back. They had witches in the churches a long time ago. Our whole thing has been infiltrated a long time ago, and we have a lot of young people that are attracted to witchcraft and a lot of those dark arts.
Tragic.
It is. Now, Montenegro is a place that CBN actually ran an article on Montenegro, and I haven't done much at all with Montenegro in all the years that we've been on. And this is in the Balkans. And the Balkans, I'm thinking of the war that was it during Clinton or was it during Obama? They had a war over there. But they have a new law aimed at churches. And you think, well, why doesn't that surprise me? That's what everybody's doing. So
yeah.
In the corner of southeastern Europe, southeastern. So you go at the bottom part, Spain, southeastern. That's southwestern. So it's over by Russia. It's over there somewhere. Has 600,000 people.
Wow.
And the Serbian, now see this, remember, yeah, this is where it was. Remember the war? They had the Serbians.
Yes,
you had
I
Christians
that.
And Muslims that were fighting, and some of them actually got taken before the international court to be convicted because they're all in the European Union and that's what they recognize. So the Serbian Orthodox Church protested the laws, protesting a law that allows the government to seize churches and other religious sites. And most nations, they don't need a law. They just go do it, like China and Iran. If they want your property, you know, Egypt will do that. Pakistan will do that. Well, see, the problem with and India, they don't even bother with taking it. Most of the radical Hindus just burn stuff down, so there's nothing left. They'll burn your home down. So,
yeah.
And so the law is a pretext to steal their properties, which include hundreds of medieval churches and ancient monasteries that dot the landscape. That's according to a lawyer with a Serbian Orthodox Church. Now, that's the one thing. When you get in Europe and you get in this area in Serbia, you get over in even France and a lot of these areas, including Russia, there are really, really old buildings.
Oh, I know. The architecture is just amazing, and I hate to see them destroyed.
And, well, what happens is, over the years, because of the way things were, Europe became more dark and fallen away from Christianity,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of those old edifices were sold off because they couldn't afford them. And, they were empty. There wasn't anybody in it. But at one time, they were full. Just like we have a lot of older churches here that date back in America. And they're huge churches, but the congregations today are small.
Yep.
You know, America had mighty revivals. See, we don't have a revival today. We're burning our cities down. We have mayors that refuse help from the government to bring the chaos to an end on the street. They blame Trump. Even Pelosi blames Trump for that on the street. He's not over there doing that.
It's not his fault.
And a lot of them are targeted, these protesters, connecting to Marxist, we know this, and Islamic. So they're there as villains to overthrow the system. Now, there was a senator that was interviewed this afternoon or today, And he was talking about that, how these are anarchists. These just ain't protesters. They're there to destroy the system.
That's right.
So at any rate, Montenegro, you know, I mean, it's one of those that, of course, you have Muslims and you have Christians. And, of course, more than likely the Muslims have that ability to run things. And then, of course, the other one you don't hear much from is North Korea. Open Doors ran a little report on that. And, of course, the one thing they're pointing at is that the coronavirus pandemic has made it even more difficult for North Koreans to escape the country. Well, it's difficult enough to escape the country. All the borders are officially closed, and it has increased security to keep people out. On God's earth, I don't know why anybody would want to go into North Korea.
Oh, I don't either.
You know, so the security is not there to keep people out. The security is there to keep the people in.
That's, yes.
When you're in a communist country like China and North Korea, and they have the borders, that's what the borders are for. How many people in South America want to get over to Europe and Asia in order to, you know, get into China? None. You know where people come for freedom? They come to America.
That's right.
Every time. And if America is such a bad place, why does everybody want to come here all the time? Well, see, the radical leftists and the Democratic Party and those trying to burn down America right now in various cities don't want to answer that because they hate it so much. Of course, a lot of them that are joining them are getting paid $25 to $50 an hour, depending on what they're doing, plus bonuses. There's bonuses.
Really?
Yeah.
Good grief.
And now the Ministry of Unification in South Korea, they're the ones that monitor, because there are those that want to unify both countries. I don't see that coming out anytime soon.
Nor do I.
And I don't know how they find this out. Only 12 North Korean escapees have managed to arrive in Seoul.
Seoul?
Yeah, South Korea.
Wow.
And during these 3 months last year, 320 made it to South Korea. That's the difference. And so the numbers of North Korean defectors who entered South Korea during the second quarter of this year. So you have January, February, March, April, May, June. That's the second quarter.
Right.
And so it's the lowest ever.
Hmm.
Well, see, and you can't get in anywhere. I mean, if they manage to make it into China, it is such a mess over there.
Well,
everything
China
is locked down.
China calls North Korea and they repatriate the people back to North Korea.
They do.
So you don't want to go to China if you're leaving North Korea.
Well, they do, but they stay hidden. There was Christians there that were hiding them when they got over there. And there are contacts in North Korea, South Korea, and in China that work to do this, but it's very, very hush-hush. Some of the sources that we use, of course, with everything that we do when we're given the news, you never give the name of the people. You don't give much details. You try to give the details in the story, but you can't say it. This is life and death. And, you know, the other thing, North Korea, Kim Jong-un has been disappeared for a long time. I wonder if he got COVID.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder if he's still alive.
Well, you wouldn't know.
But his sister's been coming out stronger, and so maybe she's going to take over for him.
Well, you know, I haven't heard from her in a while. You don't want to get too big of britches around Kim Jong-un. He kills his family.
Yeah, he does.
But they said he gets along with her pretty good. I guess that's good on her part. She's probably as nasty as he is. He's probably lucky she don't bump him off.
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know. North Korea is not a place I would like to visit.
Me either.
And when we say that, there are cultures, like even in China, I don't like their communism, but they have a culture that is neat. There's a lot of Asian cultures. There's a lot of these cultures and what they do.
And I like their architecture.
Yeah, their architecture, their colors, their arts. There's a lot of things that are good about them that make them individuals. And I like that. But the way they are socially and economically and dynamically is they have a system that I am absolutely opposed to. And, of course, with that, we're going to be looking at another story. Are you ready for the,
yes.
for the one?
Yes, this is a story about Lazarus. Malway, I'm not sure how to say that, Dana.
Malawi.
Oh, Malawi's new president, Lazarus Chakwera, personifies the grace of God. He was born to subsistent farmers in a village without running water or electricity. His two elder brothers, sadly, died in infancy. When their new baby was born, his father, also a preacher, evangelist, and church planter, had a vision the boy would escape the fate of his two older brothers, so he named him Lazarus, after the biblical character raised from the dead. As it turned out, young Lazarus would go far beyond simply surviving. He earned degrees in philosophy and theology, spent more than 20 years as the head of one of the country's largest denominations, the Assemblies of God. He became a respected professor in theology and studied in the U.S. as well, graduating with a doctorate from Trinity International University in 2000. But the challenges have been tremendous. The family had no electricity or running water, barely enough food, and young Lazarus seemed almost pathologically shy. Educators had taken notice of his brilliance, however, and he ended up being chosen to go to a more prestigious secondary school, and there he learned his distinct American accent by mimicking a teacher, he says. During his education, he says he met God and felt him begin to redirect his life towards the ministry. Then, about a decade into leading the Assemblies of God, Lazarus sensed a new call. God spoke to my heart, and he said, I am not pulling you out of ministry. Instead, I'm extending your ministry. I want you to go into politics. So in 2013, Dr. Lazarus ran for office and became the leader of Malawi's Congress Party. He spent the next 6 years serving in Congress, and in the presidential election held last month, after more than a year of political protests, Dr. Lazarus won with 58% of the vote. It was the first time in Africa that a court-overturned vote resulted in the defeat of an incumbent president. He officially took office on June 28th, and in his second week, he called on the African nation to join in 3 days of prayer and fasting against the spread of COVID-19. The 85% Christian country has fared remarkably well against the virus so far, bringing in restrictions before even any cases were detected and staying on guard with both precautions and prayer. Still, the pandemic has taken a significant economic toll on one of the world's poorest countries. And here's what he said to his people. With your help, we will restore faith in having a government that serves, not a government that rules. The new president pledged in his inauguration speech, a government that inspires, not a government that infuriates, a government that listens, not a government that shouts, a government that fights for you and not against you. That's amazing, huh?
That's good. It is.
And he's married and he has 4 children, so pray for him and his family and that God would give him wise judgments in running the country.
Well, the thing of it is, being with the Assemblies of God, and I was a minister with the AGs a long time ago, and they have one of the biggest, one of the best missions program there is, at least they used to have. So it doesn't surprise me that he was connected to the Assemblies of God there, because they work real, real hard to have a strong national assembly and self-governance for the church there.
That's right.
Because they do not want them dependent on America. They want them self-governing to be able to take care of, because they know the best how to reach their country. And so that's a good story.
It is. I love that story. It's amazing.
Yeah, and it comes from our friends at Bibles for the Mideast. They work in some of the hardest areas there is. And they have churches that they set up, Assembly of the Loving God. And they reported a lot of miracles. A lot of them, all the ones that make up the main part of ministry, are former Muslims that came to Christ. And they're not just in Muslim areas, but they're in other areas too. So it's an amazing thing.
Yes, it is.
Now, we do have a story out of Pakistan, and whenever you get into Pakistan in all these areas, you know, there's a little good news, but most of the time it's not good news. Now, in April of 2017, a Christian man, he's not old, his first name is Amin. He was burnt to death by angry Muslims. And for Pakistan, this happens. We have reported over the years, a young boy who was at a brick kiln where they all worked, and some Muslims asked him if he was a Christian. He said yes, and they threw him in the brick kiln, burned him alive. We have a story of another couple who had kids, and they were both murdered by Muslims and thrown in the brick kiln. Horrible stories.
Yeah.
And all this is because they're Christians living in a Muslim country. And that's why it's important to hold these countries like Pakistan and even China accountable for what they're doing. China now, one of their worst things, not just against Christians, but the Uyghur Muslims. And so there's a lot of this stuff that needs to be taken care of. And this poor guy, they called him a hosiery worker, and I'm not sure what they do. I know what hosiery is, but I have no idea. And, of course, that, he got a small salary. And 1 month he is unable to pay the installment that was due. And so the Muslim shopkeepers came to Amin's home, beat him with cricket bats, and locked him in his own house. That night, the house burned down with him in it.
Dear God, that's horrible.
And his wife and children went over to his brother's house before this happened. And they said they survived, deeply traumatized.
I'm sure.
And so this woman, with the kids, couldn't make enough to support the children. And she took a loan to try to survive and couldn't pay it back. And she remembered what happened when her husband couldn't pay it back. So Barnabas Aid stepped in to pay off her loan and give her a monthly food package.
Oh, that's good. Thank God.
And, you know, even during the COVID lockdown, she was able to have food for her and her children. Now, see, Barnabas Aid is just one of many of whom we cover. We get direct, you know, we research the stories out. And we try to tell you openly who they are so you know to support them. Because, folks, one of the reasons America needs to stay strong and independent and not burn down and not become Islamic and not become socialist is because our form of government and the way our forefathers put this Constitution together is the reason this country is strong. Now, no matter what the naysayers say about the forefathers, these people that are starting all of this burning and tearing down statues is nothing but lies. The Project 2019 or 1619 Project is all wrong. And we need a strong America with people, Christians, and churches that will help support ministries on the ground to help people like this.
That's right.
Because there's one thing, Matthew 25:35 says, I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. And there's a lot of these kind of widows, and you find a lot of orphans too. Because the Muslims target the men almost exclusively. Sometimes they'll target the women, especially if they're good looking. And so these are the things that we need to pay attention to.
Yes, we do.
And one good news for Sudan, and you know, for years and years, I remember when the Lord first told me many, many years ago that I was to pray for Sudan and focus on it. And Sudan is just one of many countries we pray for nightly. But see, the apostasy law and the blasphemy laws of Islam are terrible. Now, see, of course, it has a death penalty for leaving Islam. Now, if you know anything about Sudan, you know it's been divided. You had Christians in the south. You had the Muslim government up front, up in the north. Well, there was Omar al-Bashir. He had a 30-year reign. He was a dictator, and he was ousted by the Sudanese military in 2019. This was after protests. And so they installed a new government, and so now they have enacted an apostasy law to bring more peace to the region. And I am... Now, of course, now the Islamists aren't happy about it. They want the government overthrown, which is not surprising. But you can't have these kind of laws. And, of course, the fact is, will Sudan stay free? Or where it's a little bit better on Christians than it was. It's going to be very, very hard because there's a lot of people that hate what's going on in Sudan. They just as soon have a bloodbath all the time against Christians because they don't care. And, you know, so they defend the law of God and they consider this a war against Islamic virtues. And, of course, Sudan has been one of those places, very few places in the world, where people have been officially executed for apostasy. And in 1985, there was a 76-year-old moderate Muslim political leader. He opposed Sharia law by the government, and he was hanged as an apostate. So they've got a history of this kind of thing.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah.
I hate what's going on. I hate it.
Well, everywhere you go and you look in these Islamic countries, you know, when you see people that are Muslim in America and they're talking to you about Sharia law, that's baloney.
Right.
I'll tell you, Tower and I have been doing this a lot of years, and there's not one Muslim nation on the face of this earth where Christians were not marginalized, persecuted, and people have died because of being Christians. Not one. So as far as Islam goes, it is not a friend to democracy. It's not a friend to Christians. Now, they can give you all kind of piecemeal stuff up front, and you can try to be a friend with them, but the push comes to shove. A lot of the ones that are ruling and doing these things are ones that are not willing.
They're not even friends to women. Their own women they treat horribly.
But the thing of it is, the amazing thing of it is, a lot of Muslims are coming to the Lord.
Thank God. Thank you, Lord.
So how does that work? Well, with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So Sudan is one of those things. We're glad to see the improvements, but it's had a record that is just absolutely bloody, warlike. It's not good. Now, another place that we cover a lot, and that's Nigeria.
Yes, always Nigeria.
Always.
Yeah, it's tragic.
Now, they have a Church of the Brethren, and there was Church of the Brethren here in America. And there's some different kinds, but this was in Nigeria. And Boko Haram attacks, they had 50 different attacks on different communities. And that's from the end of 2019, which would be in December, to June, which was 2020. You know, that's where we're at now.
Only 6 months.
Yeah. And the president, Reverend Joe Billy, who is the president over the whole thing, he had a press conference and he revealed that over 700,000 church members have been displaced. 8 pastors and over 8,370 lay people have been killed. And an unknown number of people have been abducted. And only 7 out of 60 district church councils were not directly affected by the insurgency. Now, see, they're targeted because they're one of the largest Christian denominations in northeast Nigeria, where the Boko Haram factions operate. And the thing that brings it for Tower and I is that this is where Leah Sheribu and the others were abducted from. So she would have been a member of the Church of the Brethren. And she is still being held.
And they were kidnapped back in 2014, weren't they?
Well, that's what it says here, yeah. Abducted from their school. And this is unconscionable as well.
Yes, sir.
And so pray for Nigeria. Pray for Sudan. Praise God for people like this guy that is the president, and in Montenegro, and he's a Christian.
Nigeria?
So I find that interesting. Malawi.
Yes, yes.
Is where he's at.
Yes.
Sudan. Of course, Pakistan is another one. Dear God in heaven, they always, always, always. Some of these never stops. And you want it to stop.
Yeah. And the Boko Haram factions, they continue to be responsible for the most appalling violence in northeast Nigeria on an almost daily basis.
Yeah.
That's why we hear it. We report on them every week.
Well, and the thing of it is that we were covering it when Jonathan Goodluck Johnson, who was a Christian, was president. And now Buhari is there, and he has done nothing to protect anybody that I know of.
Nope.
It's never in the news. And he's a Fulani, and the Fulani have been responsible for hundreds of deaths of Christian farmers there. So it is just not a good place for many of these believers. And there's nowhere for them to go because all around them is danger. So think of that next time you want to destroy America, because if America goes, there's no place to run to.
That's right.
And only morons would want to destroy this country, and this country has a lot of morons, and they're not going to stop unless we stop them. So if you're a patriot, get off your butt and get involved. So now, we're going to have to get out of here.
Okay, well, good night, everybody. Thank you for joining us whenever you do. We love you. We pray for you. We appreciate all you do for the King. And thank you. May the Lord bless you richly in your daily walk with Him. Good night, everybody.
And don't forget to go to warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Check out our websites. Read the articles. Don't forget to check us out. We're on USA.life. We're on MeWe. We are on, of course, all the Twitter feeds, Facebook, and
Parler, Clout Club.
Parler and Clout Club, which is more than enough.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a lot of people, a lot of various places that carry these shows. And so, until next week, we thank you for watching. Be safe. Pray for the persecuted church. Pray for America. And if you don't want this country destroyed, you need to pray and you need to stand up and you need to be counted. But be sensible. Don't go down and take on these Antifa thugs, because they will kill you. You have to meet force with greater force. Hitler wasn't destroyed by wishing. He was destroyed by people who destroyed more of his soldiers than he could destroy of our soldiers. That's the unhappy thing about stopping people from doing what they're doing. And in this country, we have got thuggish kids, and we say, well, you know, they're just kids. No, I got news for you. You know who won World War II? 17 and 18-year-olds, and you had some older ones in there. But they were called up by the thousands. It was kids. Kids died. 17 and 18. I was in the service at 17. So make no mistake about it. This is not a fun thing for these liberal people to be doing to this nation. And I'm speaking of the governors. And I'll tell you some of the two. And that is Cuomo and de Blasio need to get their heads out of the nether region. And they need to start cooperating and take care of the murder rate that's in that city. A lot of innocent people are getting murdered there because of those two. And that's called blood guilt. I know blood guilt, and I've heard some of these knuckleheads on the street talk about blood guilt. They don't even know what blood guilt is. But if they would sit still and listen, I've got a lot of teachings on blood guilt that they need to hear. From Warren Radio, I'm the Watchman. Good night. Take care of yourself. Be safe and seek the Lord. God bless.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Warren Radio.